Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The All Local on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News, 97.1 FM, Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station. Good morning, I'm Chris Seaton. It is our top local story now. Violent crime is up in L.A., but city leaders are quick to say crime is up in many areas. Pete Demetrio working this story. He's live now with the details.
Mayor Eric Garcetti and LAPD Chief Michael Moore admitted there were spikes in certain crime categories. Violent crime up 3.9%. Property crimes up 4.2%. The mayor attributing most of those increases due to cultural pressures due to the pandemic, and most notably to the increasing number of guns on the street, which officers have been focusing on reducing.
8,650 illegal firearms were taken off our streets, thanks to the men and women of this department and our partners in federal law enforcement. We focused on ghost guns, including a federal task force that we jointly were a part of, doubling the number of ghost guns seized this last year and getting 2,000 of these firearms off the streets in a major win.
But the mayor and the chief noted that thanks to the efforts of officers and their interaction with the community and certain specialized groups aimed at gang crime reduction, a surge in crime that was headed for 25% plus last January got nowhere near that level. As for priorities in the future, the mayor and the chief said the focus will continue to be on outreach to the community and changing department tactics to reduce levels of officer-involved shootings and other uses of force. Reporting live in South L.A., Pete Demetrio, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Labor groups say California workers need more sick time, especially during this Omicron surge of COVID. They want the return of 10 extra days of COVID sick days, but business groups, they're resisting.
There is a big push to try to bring back the extra sick days. The governor is talking. He's negotiating with lawmakers to try to get it done. Miguel Santiago is a Democratic assemblyman from Los Angeles.
California residents are depending on this happening. The supplemental paid sick leave is critical. We've now seen spikes in Omicron and the end of COVID nowhere near to be found.
He says more people are calling in sick thanks to the COVID surge. Nancy Hoffman-Vanyak is the CEO of the Greater San Fernando Valley Chamber of Commerce. She says business owners are worried they could get stuck with the cost of the extra sick days.
You hire someone. It takes a lot of time and money to onboard someone and train them. And what happens if they get COVID and they're out sick for 10 days and there's nothing to help offset your cost?
A federal tax credit covered the cost of the sick days last year, but there's nothing in place to pay for it this year. In L.A., John Baird, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
A major settlement is now reached. This is in connection with predatory student loans.
The company in the crosshairs of the attorneys general from 39 states, including California, is Navient, one of the country's biggest student loan companies. Under terms of the agreement, more than $1.5 billion would go toward loan cancellation for about 66,000 borrowers and another $95 million in payouts. The lead AG from Pennsylvania said it's about holding powerful institutions accountable when they take advantage of people. Navient does not admit wrongdoing and says the settlement is merely an economic decision to move forward. According to reports, most of the money will go toward people with poor credit who borrowed to attend for-profit colleges and got stuck with high interest tacked onto their debt. Those eligible for relief should start receiving notices this spring and summer. Vicki Moore, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Businesses are complaining about new workplace COVID testing rules that go into effect tomorrow. They force firms to conduct testing themselves or to use PCR tests conducted by health agencies if a worker is exposed to the virus. At-home test results will no longer be accepted. Spokesman for the California Chamber of Commerce telling CBS San Francisco it is an unfair burden to put on businesses.
In the world of a testing shortage, there's not really a great solution around that. You know, I myself signed up for a PCR test after the holidays, right? It took me a week to get into a testing center to get that test.
The chamber says the new requirements may be impossible to meet because of the lack of testing capacity. Three men have been found dead in Woodland Hills of a suspected drug overdose. The LAPD received an emergency call from an apartment complex on West Victory Boulevard around 7:30 last night about the situation. The victims have not been identified, but they are being described as in their 20s. A death investigation is now open to see if foul play may have been involved. Residents in Huntington Beach are fed up over an alleged drug house that's located across from an elementary school. Video footage has captured people coming and going from the home at all hours of the night. This neighbor telling CBS 2 that she saw pills that looked like fentanyl scattered on the ground outside the home.
My dog kind of like pulled me a little bit, and I just kind of brought my attention, and I looked and I saw what looked like little blue candies dispersed through the grass.
Concerned parents telling CBS 2 that things are getting dangerous and they're worried that their child might get injured or exposed to harm.
I'm freaking out for sure. And I definitely gonna make sure that he doesn't pick up anything.
Children, pets, little capsules, colors, whatever, it goes from hand to the mouth.
People, rather police, have opened a narcotics investigation into this current situation. The pills have been recovered and are now being tested. An LAPD officer in the city of L.A. have reached a settlement. This is a settlement regarding a lawsuit that claimed retaliation, discrimination, and harassment. Officer Raymond Brown, who is black, complained to superiors after a colleague called him and another black officer the boys. In his lawsuit, Brown says he suffered backlash for complaining and was later denied promotions within the department. No terms have been released. It's unknown at this time if the settlement needs city council approval. The owners of some guns that are now illegal to buy here in California are being given a limited window of time to register those guns so they don't have to turn them in. New definition of assault weapons that took effect this month makes it illegal to buy or sell so-called bullet buttons that make it easy to quickly change magazines, but people who previously bought them legally will be allowed to keep them if they register the weapons by April 12th.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day, but for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.